alligators can turn up in unexpected places here in eastern North Carolina. Concrete plants, swimming pools, even hiding out under cars at a local dealership. One was found basking in the baking sun at Holden Beach near the North Carolina-South Carolina line. Encounters between humans and alligators are becoming more common, according to Extension wildlife biologist Jesse Burkhead.
You know, one thing we do see is that we certainly had an increase in development in coastal North Carolina. So as we have more people moving to the coast, you know, developments that have waterways, you know, man-made ponds, that sort of thing as part of their landscape, that increases opportunities for people to come into contact with alligators or to certainly see them out in the environment.
Now, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission wants to document these encounters. Wildlife Diversity Program Coordinator Alan Boynton says a citizen science project called NC Alligators began this month, encouraging anyone who spots an alligator in the wild to upload and share photographs with them.
Well, when you take a picture with your phone, the phone records some metadata like the location, time, and so forth. And that's helpful to us to really get a better idea of where alligators occur in the state.
Photos uploaded to the website iNaturalist.com allow wildlife officials to track where sightings occur near human development. So far, the website has more than 110 observations from 65 people from as far south as Sunset Beach all the way to the North Carolina-Virginia border.
For us, it's a good way to collect in one place pictures of alligators, and we're able to verify that the picture is real and was taken then, and it lets us learn about where people are interacting with alligators and where alligators are, too.
The iNaturalist website has generated a lot of hits since the NC Alligator program started. One of the more recent posts came from Keith Kidwell of Chocowinity. He posted a picture of a 4.5 to 5 foot alligator he spotted during a fishing trip on the Neuse River.
So we were down probably a half a mile down creek from Swift Creek, and we went into a side cove there. It looked like it was going to be some good fishing, and got up in there. My wife was taking a break from fishing, sitting on the back of the boat, dangling her feet in the water. Looked up and said, "Is that an alligator over there?" And I looked and I said, "Yep, sure is." And needless to say, she came up out of the water pretty quick. So,
catching a glimpse of an alligator in the wild can be a thrilling experience, but alligators in eastern North Carolina are actually shy and reclusive, rarely posing a threat to humans. This was forefront in my mind when I met John Jacobson, an avid kayaker and photographer from New Bern, on Wednesday morning. He agreed to take me to a spot he's seen alligators along Bachelor's Creek, upstream from the Neuse River.
There are two spots. One spot, I've seen both the male and the female there, the female during the summer and the male during the spring. And then there's another spot further up, which is where the female has her nest, and she will stay in that spot.
After loading our gear into a pair of kayaks, John and I set off from Glen Burnie Park to the first spot, about 4 miles away. The wind was at our face, and the current was flowing against us. As we slowly made our way upstream, the waterway became narrower and wilder. Osprey fly overhead, mullet leap from the water all around us, and turtles splash into the water as we pass by. After about an hour and a half of paddling, John motions for me to come alongside his kayak.
Stay close to me, but I want you to stay on the outside so you get the first glimpse.
Okay.
We should see as we're going coming around that bend.
Around this bend up here?
Yeah, it's an open area, a little cove, and should be straight on from the sighting as we come around that bend.
We stealthily make our way around the bend, surrounded by moss-covered cypress trees hanging over the water. Sunlight filters through the canopy and reflects off the water. A partially submerged log where John says he's seen the alligator sunning itself before is unoccupied. Undeterred, we paddle a half mile upstream when John motions for me to slow down.
So we have an alligator. She's about 25 feet away from me. I gotta tell you, my heart is racing right now. John is in his kayak about 30 feet to my left, and the alligator just swam right across the front of the bank and is now resting in a patch of lily pads. She's not moving. She just doesn't seem to be bothered by us at all.
After a minute, she slowly swims away and sinks into the marsh.
I think she's
Between 12 and 13 feet.
People several years ago talked about the chis who had been on this island have talked to her about her being 12 feet, and I think she's a little bigger than she was when I took pictures of her 7 years ago.
That's big for an eastern North Carolina alligator. Since this region is the northernmost extent of their range, Wildlife Diversity Program Coordinator Alan Boynton says the cooler climate affects their rate of reproduction, barely keeping pace with their mortality. It also affects how large alligators grow.
We do not have as long a growing season. It gets warmer later in the spring, and it becomes colder earlier in the fall, the further north you go. So alligators depend on food to grow, and they don't have as much time each year to grow, so they grow more slowly.
Alligators have a natural range of about 25 coastal counties. They're commonly found in swamps, lakes, marshes, and ponds, something eastern North Carolina has a lot of. Farther up the coast, they're few and far between.
Our alligators are not like alligators further south. They're not continuously distributed, so they exist in separate populations. For example, we have a separate population up in Hyde County that's separated by some distance from other alligators.
That's where the NC Alligator Project comes in. Right now, it's mating season, so males are moving about looking for a mate. Folks who see an alligator or a nest are encouraged to snap a picture with their phone and upload it to iNaturalist.com. Extension wildlife biologist Jesse Burkhead says, just make sure you give the alligator some space.
Anytime folks are observing alligators or any kind of wild animal in the wild, you always want to maintain a safe, respectful distance from the animal. And the great thing is that most of us with our smartphones can capture a photo of an alligator from, a good safe distance away from the animal. These don't have to be, the greatest photo you've ever taken, but just a picture where you can see the animal in the photo is going to be enough to provide, that observation data that we're looking for.
Burkhead warns the public not to feed the alligators to get a better picture. Not only is it illegal, it's dangerous for both the observer and for the animal. For more information on the NC Alligator Project and to see pictures of the alligator encounter on my kayak trip this week, go to our website, publicradioeast.org.